I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
First, as a woman, you get hit on by a dude. It's kind of flattering. If dude's hot, right? It's a little on the flattering side. But then when you dig a little deeper, how safe are you? I think Abby's friend is going through that right now.
Yeah, we've been checking in periodically with one of my friends because we're pretty sure some guy we met while we were out is plotting her murder.
Ooh,
so
that's not a bold statement.
Yeah, you know, we're just a little nervous for her, but it's just all in the day of being a single woman in your 20s, right?
It sounds like this segment could be evidence at some point, so choose your words wisely.
And you are an admitted catastrophizer. Yes.
Yes, but I feel like women, when you hear the story, you'll be like, ah, yes, I would think the exact same thing if this happened to me and my group of friends.
Okay.
So I just had this friend move to our city, and so I really wanted to take her out for a night on the town. I was like, we gotta go to this restaurant. It's so fun. There's so many hot guys there. It's the kind of place where it's like, there's great food, but there's also a really fun bar scene. So I get her and two other friends to go out with me to this restaurant. And we mosey up to the bar and, you know, we're ordering drinks. We're having a good time. We're chit-chatting. And then we kind of notice from across the bar that there's a group of guys. And we kind of clock them. We're like, all right, let's see. We see the boys. And then we notice there's this one guy there who's kind of making eyes at one of my friends. And it's not like bedroom eyes. It's not sultry. It's not seductive. It's sort of shifty. He's kind of like looking over his shoulder at her, like with not blinking. You know what I mean? Kind of has the crazy look in his eyes.
Is he trying to look at her without looking at her?
Maybe, but he was doing kind of a bad job at it.
Okay.
So we're sitting there and I kind of clock that, and the night goes on and I kind of look over at him again because I'm a catastrophizer. I'm thinking this guy is shifty AF. And at one point he turns his entire body towards my group of friends and he takes his drink and he has a straw in it and he just kind of looks down at us. Again, not blinking. This man's eyes have to be dry as the Sahara and is just staring us down. And at this point,
as he's drinking,
wow. So it's like this.
Head down a little bit.
Through the straw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See?
It's time to go.
I'm not catastrophizing.
No. That's creepy, weird. Man.
Uh-huh. My friends, they don't have the level of anxiety that I do, so they're completely oblivious. But I've that's my second mental note on this.
See,
guy.
That little stir straw.
Yeah, just like and just staring at us.
That's how he's sipping.
Eyes dry as hell because I still have not seen this man blink yet.
And he's kind of looking up as his head is down also. It's
yes.
That? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's staring down the bridge of his nose, and I'm like, this is creepy. But anyway, so my friends have not noticed this at all. They're cracking jokes. They're having a good time. The drinks there, very strong. Great place. That's why I love it. And then all of a sudden, him and his group of friends come over, and I'm starting to be like, oh, this is it. He's going to be creepy. And they offer to buy us drinks. Now, I know this guy was Ted Bundy about 5 seconds before. Now he's Ryan Reynolds because he's brought out the platinum card. So he buys me and my friend a round of drinks, and I'm talking to his friend, and the guy who's not blinking starts hitting on my friend. He starts going in, and I'm kind of like just making sure that she's okay. I'm kind of like eavesdropping in on the conversation.
Does he have any game at this point? If he wasn't branded as creepy, because that is a creepy move, does the dude have game?
No, okay. Not even a little bit. Right. He's gone full serial killer at this point. So I'm I'm like having a conversation with some dude about, I don't know, Excel sheets. He was a finance bro. And the guy next to
this is what you'd be talking wow. about.
Yeah, this is foreplay for finance bros. They're like, did you know if you command alt shift it like calculates the numbers? And I'm like, so interesting, David.
Sexy.
And so as me and David are engaging in Excel sheet foreplay, I'm listening to the guy next who's hitting on my friend, or at least trying to. And he's starting to say some really creepy things. The first thing he said, which could be a compliment, but is a little bizarre. He goes, you have really great skin. And she does. She her highlighter popping. Mm-hmm. She's a glowy girl. She does that dewy makeup. She looks amazing.
It okay? would look so good on my wall.
Your skin would look so good on mine as right. a mask. And then he's like, you look bougie. You look real fancy. You have a nice apartment. You live with any roommates? And that's when I start like shifting close to
you
her.
You live with any roommates?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That is bizarre.
Not the gig.
And then this is what really got me. He goes, you have the prettiest teeth I've ever seen.
All right.
Can I take a picture to show to my dentist?
No, he did not.
What is the matter with people?
I kid you not, because this is when I'm like, all right, David, save the Excel sheet foreplay for about 2 hours. I got to go. I got to make sure my friend's okay. So he literally, so I feel like every woman has been in this scenario where a guy has kind of like a creepy passive move. And you're like, well, I don't want to get murdered, so I'm just going to go along with it.
She took the picture?
He asked to take a picture, and she was like, okay.
No, she said yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
So we're literally in the middle of this bar, and she's like gone full dentist on him. She's like spreading her mouth lips. He's got the flash out, taking like up close photos of her molars, of
He's
her front
angles?
Teeth. He's getting all the angles. I mean, it was like x-rays.
It's like a cow getting checked out at a 4-H competition.
That's literally how it felt. And at this point, like, I'm like, do I stop this? Do I let it keep happening? What if he really wants to get his teeth done? Then I look like an a-hole. And so this lasts for about 90 seconds. Everybody in the bar
90 slides. Seconds it's, is an eternity yes. for somebody eternity. To take pictures of somebody else's teeth.
It was awful. So he ends up finishing. They end up calling us for our table. They're like, Murphy, party of four. And I'm like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, you do.
We ended up getting McDonald's, and then I ordered her a Ring camera on Amazon.
Weird. Can I take a picture of your teeth to send to my dentist?
Yeah. What? Very, very cringy.
And it worked.
And it worked.
And it worked.
That's the world we live in today.
She gave him a fake number, but she did give him the attention.
The Bird Show.